Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim with Klamam Aleph, and we looked at Siman Aleph. So the Chayyadim gave an example of Paris, that a person would have to make a bracha, Brei Pio Eitz, during the meal, for example, an apple. And he says the same way that's true with if you would eat an apple before the meal, it would cover the Paris during the meal, because that was your intent. That's the example that he gave. This example could play out in regards to a mashka as well. In general, a mashka is included in the bracha of a moitzi as well, with the exception being Brei Pio Gofen. So a person is planning to drink wine or grape juice during the meal. So during the meal, he has to make a bracha of Brei Pio Gofen when he drinks it. Let's say he wants to drink some wine or grape juice before the meal, with intent to be moitzi the wine or grape juice he's going to drink during the meal. So according to this thought process, so he would be allowed to do so. It's not considered a bracha lebatola. Again, we're not talking about Kiddush, or Havdalah. We'll get to that separately. On Tuesday afternoon, he decides, you know what, for supper, he wants to have a little bit of wine with supper as well. He wants to even drink a little bit right now, 10 minutes before he starts supper. So he makes a Brei Pio Gofen on this wine right now with intent to cover the wine during the meal. So where the Chayyadim is saying, that's fine, because during the meal, you don't have to make a Brei Pio Gofen. It's not a bracha shen tzricha. And in regards to using benching for the Brei Pio Gofen, it's the same way the wine during the meal, benching will cover that wine, like we explained in the last year, that during the meal, whatever is included in the meal is covered by benching. Even if it's not covered by hamoitzi, it's covered by benching. So since this bracha, the Brei Pio Gofen you made earlier, is sarach chasuda, it's what allows you to drink the wine during the meal. So that Brei Pio Gofen is considered sarach chasuda, and it will be included in the bracha achrona of the benching. You do not need to make its own separate bracha achrona for the wine before the meal. That's the thought process of the Chayyadim. It's an interesting question which comes up is, what about my Kiddush? So one argument is that Kiddush is obviously Tzarech HaSudah, because you can't eat the meal without Kiddush. The second half of the thought process is that that's not so simple. Let's say Friday night, for example. The Brei Pio Gofen is not the primary element of Kiddush. Kiddush is the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. I need to say it on a cup of wine. So I'm not planning to have any wine during the meal. So the Brei Pio Gofen is not for the wine during the meal. It's to allow me to say the Kiddush, which the Kiddush is Tzarech HaSudah. So is that close enough that it's considered it's part of the meal, that therefore the benching will cover it? So the Bir Halacha discusses this at length, and he brings one opinion which says that that's true. But he suggests that because it's not everybody agrees with that, there are a few other solutions of how to make sure that the wine that you drink during Kiddush should be included in benching. So one of the simplest answer is drink some wine during the meal. So then the Brei Pio Gofen of the Kiddush is not only covering the wine of the Kiddush, it's also covering wine during the meal. And that's this case of the Chayyadim. You're making a Brei Pio Gofen before the meal for the purpose of covering the wine now and the wine during the meal. And so therefore, it has elements of Tzarech HaSudah to cover the wine during the meal. It's considered part of the meal, and the benching will cover it. So if you drink wine or grape juice during the meal, you won't have and that's what you plan to do. So the Brei Pio Gofen beforehand covers that as well. That's fine. He says, suggestion number two, bench on the kois. So you bench on the kois, you say Al HaGefen afterwards. So Al HaGefen will cover the wine that you drink when you bench on the kois. It also will cover the wine of the Kiddush. So even if you say the benching doesn't cover it, and you need to say it in Al HaGefen, no problem. You'll say Al HaGefen included in the wine from before the meal. Now, he does not seem to be worried about this issue of a time lapse. That might be more than shir ichel between the two, which is an interesting question. I don't have a good answer to that question. But that means like this. So now, a person benches all the kois. So Reuven says Kiddush, the Balabai says Kiddush. He doesn't bench. The Balabai is supposed to give somebody else the bench. So Reuven, the Balabai, says Kiddush. He drinks a shir which is chayav in a bracha achrona. Everybody else takes a sip, but they're not chayav in a bracha achrona. They didn't have enough for a bracha achrona. The shear for a bracha achrona by drink is either mali lugmav or revius. So he drank a full revius. You know, I'm okay to drink a revius for kiddush, but you have to drink a mali lugmav. But he drank a mali revius. Fine. So now his guest Shimon benches, and then Shimon says alagefen. So Reuben has to ask Shimon to be moitzi him in alagefen. So Shimon says, "Why am I moitzi you? I drank the wine. You didn't drink the wine, or I drank the wine and you drank a drop of wine. You didn't drink enough for the bracha achrona. That's a mistake. Reuben is not asking Shimon to be moitzi him for the wine that he drank from the kashal bracha of the benching. He's asking him to be moitzi him for the wine of kiddush, which Reuben drank a full shear." In regards to Shimon being moitzi the other people from the kashal bracha of benching, unless they drank enough that they have a chiyuv from the kashal bracha of benching, or they drank enough that they have a chiyuv from the kiddush, they have no need to be yotze with the person who said who benched on the kashal. The third option that Shabura says is to have in mind beferish when you bench to cover the alagefen, and we'll talk about that Be'ez Hashem in the following shir. Have a good day.